My name is Rebecca Braun. I'm a program manager with the Infertility Prevention Project in Region 9 at the California Family Health Council. And a little background about the Infertility Prevention Project. Our goal is to reduce chlamydia and its resulting complications. Activities to achieve this include prevalence monitoring, education and training, outreach and screening projects, technical assistance, and research. We're a national project that's funded by the CDC, and our prevalence monitoring is conducted in a variety of sentinel sites, including family planning, STD clinics, primary care, and corrections facilities. At the California Family Health Council, we administer the IPP and family planning programs throughout the state of California. And our state is divided up into several project areas, Los Angeles County, San Francisco County, and then the rest of California, which we refer to as the California Project Area. And for the state of California, one of our priority target populations is adolescents. So why do we focus on adolescents? Adolescents do have the highest chlamydia rates, adolescent females in particular, and CDC data from 2006 shows that about 50% of all chlamydia cases do occur among women 15 to 24. The CDC guidelines suggest annual chlamydia screening among sexually active women 25 and other, but only about half of adolescents are being screened for chlamydia. And further, compliance rates to chlamydia guidelines are lower than rates for all other women's healthcare services that are measured by HEDIS. In addition, adolescents face barriers to sexual and reproductive healthcare access. These would include cost, transportation, embarrassment, confidentiality, and cultural competency. So to address these barriers and also to increase access to chlamydia screening for adolescents, at CFHC, we started the EPICS, Educational Partnerships to Increase Chlamydia Screening Program. This is a partnership between California Title X agencies. And Title X agencies are healthcare agencies that accept federal dollars to provide family planning services to low-income populations. So it's a partnership between these agencies and school-based health centers. School-based health centers really do provide an optimal setting to conduct chlamydia services for adolescents. They have direct access to the student population. They can provide confidential and low to no cost services. They engage in youth-focused prevention counseling. And most importantly, they're able to integrate chlamydia services into their wider range of reproductive health care. So the research objective is to evaluate the effectiveness of increased access to chlamydia testing among school-based health center clients using data that was collected through the EPICS program. We measured screening coverage, so out of all family planning clients, how many were screened for chlamydia, and also positivity. Out of those who were screened, how many were positive? We had five Title X agencies in the California project area that partnered with seven school-based health centers. And this data was collected from July of 2006 through December of 2007 on all female family planning clients. Data includes demographics, sexual activity, and chlamydia test results. It's important to note that by family planning, we're referring to a broad range of reproductive health services. It would include birth control, emergency contraception, well woman exams, and also STD services. And in addition, screening coverage and positivity were assessed among unduplicated sexually active female clients. So this first graph shows screening coverage among female family planning clients by clinic, with a total of 1,768 clients. Throughout the seven sites, we see a range of screening coverage from about 87 to 100%, with an overall screening coverage of 91.3%. This is a really high screening coverage. Next, when we break screening coverage down by race, we did see an association between race and screening coverage, and that for both women identifying as other and black women, they were more likely to be screened than white women. Taking a look at positivity, we see a total of 111 positives for an overall positivity of 7%. But there is quite a considerable range between 3% positivity and 15.8 positivity. For the 15.8 positivity, this site represents our smallest number of clients, so it's pretty safe to say that that might not be a stable estimate. However, the range could be due to many different factors relating to who's actually presenting at the clinic from various sexual networks, things like that. Here we see positivity by race. And we see that, again, when compared to white women, Asian women, women identifying as other, and black women were all more likely to test positive for chlamydia. And looking at the odds ratios really reinforces this disparity. When compared to white women, women that were black were 6 times more likely, women identifying as other 3 times more likely, and women identifying as Asian 2.9 times more likely test positive for chlamydia. Here on the left, we have the distribution of female family planning clients tested by race, and on the right, the distribution of positivity among those clients. I think comparing these two graphs really drives home the point of the disparities we see in chlamydia. If we look at the yellow piece of the pie, we see that while among those tested, black women were 39%, they make up 67% of all of the positives. Further, when we look at the blue piece of the pie, we see that while white women make up 1/3 of those tested, they make up only 10% of the positives. And finally, looking at positivity by age, we do see that the youngest teens, 13 to 14, were less likely to be positive than the 15 to 17-year-old or the 18 to 19-year-old teens. So in conclusion, school-based health centers did establish high screening coverage with a range from 87 to 100% and a mean of 91.3%. And in addition, school-based health centers were able to appropriately screen the highest risk populations. Further, the school-based health centers detected significant disease prevalence. This overall positivity of more than 7% is in fact more than double the Healthy People 2010 goal of 3% positivity for adolescents and young adults. And those rates were highest among young women of color and older adolescents. So what do we recommend based on the data? First, the data has a purpose. The data can be used by school-based health centers, first of all, to target outreach and risk reduction strategies. For example, one of our school-based health centers partnered with various student groups on campus and solicited their opinions on how to target certain groups that might be the most at risk for chlamydia. Second, the data can be used to increase support from external stakeholders. Several of our schools have taken this data and brought it back to their school, whether it's bringing it to the school board to lobby for more funding for their health center, or bringing it to teachers to try and get more time for health education in the classroom. Further, the data suggests an integration of confidential school-based chlamydia testing and treatment programs as a part of comprehensive reproductive health care services for adolescents, and that this is the most effective way to increase screening coverage for chlamydia. So the next steps. At the California Family Health Council in 2008, we've expanded the EPICS program to include 9 Title X agencies partnering with 19 school-based health centers in both the Los Angeles County and state project areas in California. Next, we've worked to share this data at multiple venues to encourage family planning agencies and school-based health centers to expand the successful service delivery model. And finally, we feel that increasing access to chlamydia services is really an important piece of promoting access to comprehensive reproductive health care for all adolescents in the school-based setting. Thank you very much.